Janita Vilap, the famous song that we sing on the disappearance days of the Vaishnava Acharyas. The meaning of this title is a lamentation due to separation from the Lord and His associates. Jaya Nilo Prema Dhana Karuna Prachura Jaya Nila Prema Dhana Karuna Prachura Prabhu Kotha Gila Acharya Thakur Ena Prabhu Kotha Gila Acharya Thakur Sahasanata Raghunata Patita Pava Sahasa Raghunata Patita Pava Kaha Mora Bhakta Yuga Kaha Kabira Mora Bhakta Yuga Kaha Kabira Eko Kale Kota Gila Gauranatara Thank you.
ने कुछ को माता अनल कसिया ने माता अनल गौरंग तुमेरा निधि कोठा गेल गौरंग तुमेरा निधि कोठा गेल सब संगीरा संगे जे कैलव सब संगीरा संगे कैलो संग न पाइया कांदे नरक संग न पाइया कांदे नरक हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
तिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरं मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा महिम ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्वशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी Vrishabhano Sute Dehi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today is the disappearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay. There are many, many wonderful things to say about him. There are many nice Vaishnava literatures composed that narrate these pastimes and glorify this great eternal associate of the Lord, like Bhakti Ratnakar, Prema Vilas, Narottam Vilas, and so on. Like for any other eternal associate and pure devotee of the Lord, the pastimes are limitless. Therefore, we will restrict ourselves only to a few pastimes and try to glorify Narottam Das Thakur in our own modest way. Also, today we have two trips, two parikramas going out in Vrindavan, one to Radha Gokulananda temple where Narottam Das Thakur Samadhi is situated, and also in the evening to Brajamohan temple, where devotees will hear from Dinabandhu Prabhu more about Narottam Das Thakur. The position of Narottam Das Thakur in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition is very, very significant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being none other than Lord Krishna himself, descended into this world to spread pure love of Godhead through the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically advented to taste and distribute the particular mellow of devotion to Krishna that is seen only in Vrindavan. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent is very, very special. Apart from the eight verses that we call the Shikshashtakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not himself write or compose any other literatures that we know of. This work was left to his intimate disciples and associates, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. He sent them to Vrindavan with instructions to extract from the scriptures all relevant instructions that point towards the devotional service of the Lord as being supreme. And also he instructed them to establish the proper behavior for Vaishnavas, and he also asked them to excavate the lost pastime places of Krishna, to establish temples, deity worship, and so on. So the Goswamis, for the most part, once they came to Vrindavan, they remained in Vrindavan. Of course, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami also did make short trips out, but for the most part, they remained here. They composed wonderful literatures. They practiced and preached Krishna consciousness here in Vrindavan. And they established a wonderful congregation of Vaishnavas here. But this message largely remained within Vrindavan. And it was not until three very, very special Vaishnavas came here and actually left Vrindavan under superior instruction to go to Bengal in Orissa that the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as revealed in the teachings in the books of the six Goswamis, actually spread to different parts of the subcontinent of India. And these three special souls were Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit, and Narottam Das Thakur. It is these three personalities who form one group. And this is the most significant group after the six Goswamis. Of course, there were also many elevated Vaishnavas here at that time and also before, like Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, and a little later Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and so on. But as a group, this group of three great Vaishnavas is very significant in that they carried on the work of the previous group of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They pioneered much of the preaching work. They blazed new trails in preaching. They spread Krishna consciousness everywhere through their discourses, through their kirtans. They also composed their own bhajans. They broke through many conventional grounds. Even Narottam Das Thakur, although not born in a Brahmana family, was initiating Brahmanas. This caused great resentment amongst the caste Brahmanas in Bengal at that time. They opposed him very severely. But ultimately they were won over by Narottam Das Thakur's purity and devotion. So in other words, we can say that these three Vaishnavas, Shyamananda Pandit Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur, created a second revolution after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. Mahaprabhu's advent caused the first revolution. And then these three personalities went to Bengal and Orissa and created the second revolution, a kind of renaissance again of Vaishnavism. So this is a very, very significant period in our Gaudiya Vaishnava history. So Narottam Das Thakur in particular, he composed two major literatures, the Prarthana, which is an anthology of about 33 songs in glorification of Krishna and his devotees and everything connected to Krishna, and the second was Prema Bhakti Chandrika, which also contains many verses. I think it's about 120 verses. So Narottam Das Thakur's bhajans have a very, very special place in our history, because for the first time they brought the complicated philosophical conclusions of the Shastras, of the Vedas even, down to the understanding of the common man. He wrote his bhajans not in Sanskrit, which only few people, especially in the Brahminical class, understood, but he wrote it in Bengali language. And it was a kind of Bengali that even the common man on the street would understand. And these bhajans, although they were written in such simple language, they encapsulated the deepest and highest truths of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Vaishnavism, of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So this was a very significant contribution of Narottam Das Thakur. His range of topics that he covered in these bhajans was very wide, right from residence in Vrindavan to the service of the Vaishnavas to many, many other topics. Along with Bhakti Vinod Thakur's compositions, perhaps Narottam Das Thakur's compositions are the ones that we in ISKCON and even as Gaudiya Vaishnavas sing most often. Many of our commonly sung Vaishnava bhajans are composed by Narottam Das Thakur. So in this way, Narottam Das Thakur has a very special place for all of us, because practically every day we sing these bhajans. His origins remind us somewhat of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was also born in a very aristocratic, wealthy family, and so was Narottam Das Thakur. His father was something like a king, a very big landlord, Ananda Datta. We will not discuss too many of his childhood pastimes today. Suffice to say that even though he was born in a very wealthy family, he developed deep sense of renunciation and a deep sense of devotion to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu had, even before the birth of Narottam Das, prophesied his birth by shouting loudly on the bank of the Padma River, Narottam, Narottam, when he was on the way to Ramkeli and Kanai Narshala. And the other associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were a little surprised, and they did not know who this Narottam was. And Mahaprabhu explained that a great soul called Narottam would advent here very, very shortly. And he said, he gave a very extraordinary prophecy. He said that I'm going to store the storehouse of love of Krishna Prem in the Padma River. And Narottam will come here and bathe, and he will imbibe that Krishna Prem by having bathed in the waters of the Padma. Padma River personified appeared before Mahaprabhu, curious to know how she would understand who Narottam was when he came to bathe in the river. And Mahaprabhu replied that when someone comes to bathe in your waters, and your waters spontaneously overflow the banks for no reason at all apparently, then you can understand that this personality is Narottam. So some years later, Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the dream of Narottam, who was then just a young lad, and told him to go and bathe in the Padma River. This river is now the borderline between what is presently India and Bangladesh. So he was born in Kheturi Gram, and after experiencing the dream in which Nityananda Prabhu instructed him so, he went and had a bath there, and that was a landmark in his life. There was a complete transformation, not only in his physical appearance, which had transformed from dark color to a golden color, but he also started behaving like what appeared to be, from an external point of view, a madman. He was completely like a person intoxicated, always chanting the names of the Lord, and especially of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The parents, of course, like any other normal parents in this world, became very worried, seeing Narottam Das's transformed state. After all, Krishnananda Datta was a king, and he wanted his only son to also follow in his footsteps and look after his kingdom. But Narottam Das Thakur had other ideas. He had no interest in worldly life, what to speak of kingly life. And he departed, he ran away from his home in a way that reminds us of the way Raghunath Das Goswami also tried to run away and finally succeeded. Eventually, after many days of travel by foot, he reached Mathura. In Mathura, he met an elderly Brahmana who invited him to stay in his house. And he informed Narottam, who was still then a young man, of the departure to the spiritual world of great personalities like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Kasheshwar Pandit, and so on. When Narottam Das heard this, he was heartbroken and he collapsed in a faint. At that time, these very personalities for whom Narottam Das was lamenting, they appeared to him in a spiritual dream, in a spiritual vision, and they pacified him and told him that they were always present with him on the spiritual plane, that he should not lament, and he should go on to Vrindavan and take shelter and instruction from Jiva Goswami, who was there. It is interesting that this elderly Brahmana, in whose house Narottam Das was staying at that time in Mathura, could distinctly overhear these conversations that were going on between these departed spiritual personalities and Narottam Das Thakur. It must have been quite an experience for this Brahmana. So Narottam Das, having been instructed to go to Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan, left, And he arrived in Vrindavan and reached the Govindadev temple. And having seen this magnificent temple there, he again fell unconscious and remained there in a transcendental ecstasy. Sri Jiva Goswami heard that Narottam had arrived. You see, Narottam Das Thakur's advent into this world had been prophesied by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also his coming to Vrindavan was well known to the devotees here. Even his to-be spiritual master, Lokanath Goswami, when he had been sent here to Vrindavan along with Bhugarbha Goswami by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, had at that time itself been forewarned by Mahaprabhu that you will have to initiate Narottam Das, who is not yet born, when he comes to Vrindavan. So Lokanath Goswami knew that some personality called Narottam Das Thakur would come to Vrindavan and he would be duty bound to initiate him. Similarly, the residents of Vrindavan led by Jiva Goswami, who was the most prominent Vaishnava Acharya at that time in Vrindavan, they also knew that Narottam Das would be coming to Vrindavan, and they were all expectantly waiting for him. When Jiva Goswami heard that Narottam Das Thakur had arrived, he rushed on foot to Govindadev temple. And this was the first time Jiva Goswami saw Narottam Das, and he immediately remembered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he saw Narottam Das Thakur, because he looked somewhat similar. Similarly, many other Mahants, great devotees from Vrindavan, also, upon hearing of Narottam's arrival, rushed to the Govindadev temple. And they also glorified him. And they said, Narottam has come, Narottam has come. So this was Narottam's grand welcome into Vrindavan. Gopal Bhatt Goswami also came. He also heartily embraced Narottam Das Thakur and welcomed him. Eventually, Narottam Das Thakur, he desired to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. And in order to do that, he had to undergo much hardship. Because Lokanath Goswami was a Vivektanandi or a Bhajananandi. He was engaged in solitary bhajan in Braja. And he was not at all keen on taking any disciples. Even though he remembered what Mahaprabhu had told him, but he was not inclined to give initiation. One time, Narottam Das approached Lokanath Goswami and requested him for initiation. And Lokanath Goswami laughed it off. And he said, my dear Narottam, you have directly received the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has personally bestowed the gift of Krishna Prem on you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Adi Guru. In fact, he is the only Guru. So why do you need another Guru, especially someone like me? Lokanath Goswami was, of course, speaking in great humility. So Narottam Das, also in a very humble mood, replied that, my dear Mahashaya, please allow me to say a few words. And upon receiving permission from Lokanath Goswami, he said, yes, what you are saying is true, that Mahaprabhu is the Adi Guru and the only Guru, but nevertheless, that Adi Guru has instructed me to take initiation from you. And he has expressed full faith and confidence that you should be my Guru. So therefore, I beg you to please initiate me. Lokanath Goswami was not to be persuaded so easily. So he said that, well, the Shastra says that before a disciple can be accepted by a Vaishnava Guru, he must at least chant the holy names very rigorously for 1 year, at least. Of course, Narottam Das Thakur was already chanting very, very attentively and very deeply. So he took that instruction further to heart, and for 1 year continuously he absorbed himself in the chanting of the holy names. Simultaneously, he would attend the satsangs where Lokanath Goswami and other Vaishnavas were present. He would partake of the remnants of the prasadam of Lokanath Goswami. And he would also render very personal and many menial services to Lokanath Goswami, often even unknown to Lokanath Goswami. The most prominent service that is well known is that he would prepare the ground which was used by Lokanath Goswami to perform his ablutions and his bodily functions every morning. And he would clean the area every day and even prepare fine earth with which Lokanath Goswami could clean his hands. And Lokanath Goswami did not understand who was doing all this. Eventually he hid himself behind the bushes all night chanting just to find out who this person was. Finally he understood that it was young Narottam. Lokanath Goswami's heart melted because he knew that Narottam came from a king's family and still he was performing such menial services. But still he was reluctant to give initiation. And finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to Lokanath Goswami in a dream and chastised him and told him that I have already instructed you many years ago that you should give initiation to young Narottam. Why are you not obeying my instructions? Lokanath Goswami no longer could avoid his direct order now and he initiated young Narottam Das with the Radha Krishna mantra and also the Gayatri mantra. And interestingly, it is also said in these biographies of Narottam Das Thakur that Lokanath Goswami revealed to Narottam Das his Siddha Swarupa or his constitutional position in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan as Champaka Manjari and even revealed what service he does there in the spiritual world. Now, it is important to also note that these things cannot be imitated for ordinary conditioned souls in this world now, for aspiring Vaishnavas. Narottam Das Thakur, being Champak Manjari in the spiritual world, is an eternally liberated soul, an eternal associate of the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan, who has been sent here specially to assist in Mahaprabhu's mission here. So therefore, his spiritual masters giving him his Siddha Swarup or awarding him knowledge of his position in the spiritual world is an extraordinary event, not to be imitated here by ordinary conditioned souls trying to attain perfection. Along with Narottam Das Thakur, there were also other great elevated souls like Srinivas Acharya who were also similarly initiated. For example, Srinivas Acharya, he was also given a similar gift by his Guru Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who told him that you are Mani Manjari, and he also revealed to him his position in the spiritual world. But we have to be careful that we do not imitate such things here. Because these exalted souls, their position is unique. Srila Prabhupada was once asked by a devotee that I would like to know my Siddha Swarup, my position in the spiritual world. And Srila Prabhupada told him that don't worry about your Siddha Swarup. I will reveal it to you when you are ready. In other words, as devotees in ISKCON, we need not be unduly worried about what our position will be or is in the spiritual world. For the moment, we need be only concerned with doing our devotional service according to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of the great Vaishnava Acharyas. And in course of time, when we are ready, everything will be revealed. So while theoretically we may know about these things, we need not be concerned about what we are in the spiritual world. But nevertheless, regarding Narottam Das Thakur, it was very much revealed to him being an eternal associate of the Lord. One day, Narottam Das Thakur had a dream in which a very effulgent and beautiful lady appeared to him and instructed him that I am serving Sri Krishna in Goloka. I am very pleased with your service to your spiritual master, and I also have many associates here, and these associates are also serving Krishna here in Goloka. And particularly here is Champaklatha Sakhi, who is preparing and offering many wonderful preparations made out of milk. And you, she will assist her by boiling the milk. And this will be your service. And then the dream was over. Narottam Das was overwhelmed with this dream. And he understood that what was revealed to him now was his eternal service in the spiritual world, that he had to boil milk for the divine couple Radha Krishna. He rushed to Lokanath Goswami and revealed what his dream was. Lokanath Goswami was very happy, and he said, yes, that was none other than Srimati Radharani herself who has come and revealed your original spiritual activity in Goloka Vrindavan to you. And from that time, Narottam Das was very, very careful to, while doing his external seva to his spiritual master and his other devotional functions, he would internally meditate upon this particular service that he had allotted for him in the spiritual world. Again, this is not something we can imitate artificially. Srila Prabhupada used to caution very much against a class of people in Vrindavan, the Sahajiyas, Prakrita Sahajiyas, who prematurely and artificially try to imagine themselves to be something in the spiritual world like peacocks or whatever, or to do some service in the spiritual world, even though they are still under the clutches of the three modes of material nature. So one understands and reads these stories about the acharyas and gains inspiration, but it is not to be imitated artificially. So anyway, Narottam Das Thakur, in the course of his service of boiling milk in his meditation on the transcendental plane, he used to gather firewood for boiling the milk. And many times, when the milk would overflow, he would try to stop the overflowing with his own hands. And naturally, in his meditation, the hands would be burnt because they would contact the overflowing boiling milk. And it would so happen that this phenomenon would also be translated into this external world, in the external world of the four dimensions, including time. And so when Narottam Das Thakur would come to external consciousness, he would see that his hands actually were burnt. This also reminds us of the story Srila Prabhupada narrates in the Nectar of Devotion about a Brahmana from South India who, being very poor, could not afford to worship Krishna very gorgeously. And so in his mind, he started conceiving of some very, very grand worship for the Lord. In a wonderful temple with nice deities, he started imagining all kinds of gorgeous dresses and ornaments and all kinds of wonderful foodstuffs that he would offer, how he would go to the Ganges and take the water and bring it back. In this way, this Brahmana spent hours and hours meditating upon his service to Krishna. And then he also started cooking sweet rice for him. And the sweet rice was becoming very, the milk was becoming very hot. And he wanted to know how hot it would be. And he touched the milk with his finger in his meditation. And the finger was burnt. And because of this burning sensation, he awoke from his meditation, only to see that even in external consciousness, his physical body had also been singed with fire. And Srila Prabhupada explains that therefore Krishna consciousness is transcendental. It transcends the material plane. And the devotional service in the mind is also very, very powerful. In fact, one of the eight forms of the deity is a form of the deity conceived within the mind. So Narottam Das Thakur also was involved in such worship on the transcendental plane within his inner heart. And his fingers would often get burnt like this. And being embarrassed to reveal this fact to others, he would always keep his fingers and hands covered with his upper cloth. One day he went to Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami held his hands out of affection and saw the burnt fingers and immediately asked him, "So my dear Narottam, what is the reason, what is the secret behind these burnt hands?" And Narottam revealed everything to him, because after all he could not hide anything from Jiva Goswami, because Lokanath Goswami had sent him specially for instruction to Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami also was very, very happy to hear this, and he embraced Narottam Das very joyfully. At that time, Shyamananda Pandit and Srinivas Acharya were also studying under Jiva Goswami. These three great personalities became very, very close friends, and they served very nicely together in Braj. They learned under Jiva Goswami. They were tutored by him thoroughly. Each of them had different Diksha Gurus, but they had been sent here for Shiksha under Jiva Goswami. Srinivas Acharya had been given Diksha by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Shyamananda Pandit had been given Diksha by Hriday Chaitanya in Bengal. And Narottam Das Thakur, as we have mentioned, had been given Diksha by Lokanath Goswami. And all these three Diksha Gurus had sent their disciples to be trained under Jiva Goswami. Being thoroughly satisfied with these three favorite disciples or students of his, Jiva Goswami one day, in a large assembly of Vaishnavas, gave these three personalities very special titles. Shyamananda was the name given at this ceremony. Earlier, Shyamananda had been called Dukhi Krishna Das. That was the name that was given by his spiritual master to him. But the title Jiva Goswami awarded him was Shyamananda, because it was the name personally given by Srimati Radharani to Shyamananda. That's a different, wonderful story in itself, of course. And to Srinivas, he added the title Acharya. And to Narottam, he said, "Now you will be known as Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay." And then he ordered the three of them to take the literatures of the six Goswamis to Bengal and Orissa and preach. So although all these three personalities were Nitya Siddhas, eternally liberated souls, fully pure, engaged in complete bhajan and sadhana in Vrindavan, still, he instructed them to go out and preach. Of course, at that time, these three were reluctant to leave Vrindavan and go. But they understood that that was a desire of their Shiksha Guru and also their Diksha Gurus. So in all earnest, they prepared themselves to go in what history will understand, has understood as the first book distribution party. And Srila Prabhupada, of course, continue that tradition by emphasizing so much on book distribution, even within ISKCON. So Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Pandit left with the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. Jiva Goswami arranged through a rich merchant who was his follower to get a big cart with four bullocks and also other necessary paraphernalia. And then the party left there, and the rich man had also organized some guards. And one night, however, when they reached Bengal, a certain dacoit king, Birhambir, had those books stolen in the dead of night, when the guards and also the three exalted personalities were asleep. They were all heartbroken. But Srinivas Acharya, who was the most senior amongst them, he told the other two, "You go ahead and continue with the preaching mission, and I will stay here and try to retrieve the manuscripts." Although they were very heartbroken, they were somewhat pacified by the words of Srinivas Acharya. Narottam Das Thakur took Shyamananda Pandit with him first to Kheturi, where Shyamananda stayed for 10 days with Narottam Das, and then Shyamananda went on to preach in Orissa, and there he blazed new trails and made thousands of devotees. Meanwhile, Narottam Das Thakur returned to his hometown, Kheturi. And the residents of the village were overjoyed to see Narottam having come back once again, now as a great exalted devotee, a sadhu from Vrindavan. By this time, his father, Krishnananda Datta, had departed, and also had his uncle. But his cousin Santosh Datta became his disciple and follower. And from there began a very historic event in Gaudiya Vaishnava history. Some years after that, Narottam Das Thakur organized the grand Kheturi festival, which we do not have time to describe in detail today. But this was also a path-breaking festival, because this was the first time that the appearance day of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gaur Purnima, was celebrated in such a grand way. The first celebration of Gaur Purnima took place here under the stewardship of Narottam Das Thakur. He sent invitations out by the thousands, very exquisite Sanskrit poetry. The invitation was written in poetry, and devotees were sent out to different corners to invite all the exalted Vaishnavas and even kings and other noblemen and so on. And the word spread like wildfire. Many, many exalted personalities started arriving. Janava Mataji came with her entourage from Khardaha. The sons of Advaita Acharya came from Shantipur. The brothers of Srivas Thakur came from Navadvip. Srinivas Acharya came from Jajigram with his followers. And Shyamananda Pandit came from Orissa with Rasik Murari, Rasikananda, his disciple, and other followers. In this way, many great Vaishnavas started coming from different parts. And Narottam Das Thakur became completely absorbed in making the arrangements for this festival and in welcoming these Vaishnavas. So, in ISKCON, we understand that there is no difference between so-called management and bhajan. It's all one. Because it's all meant for the service of the Lord and the service of the Vaishnavas. Narottam Das Thakur was welcoming each of the delegates who came for this conference. In modern language we call it conference, but this wonderful festival. Personally welcomed them. Each welcoming took a long time, because they would cry for a long time on each other's shoulders in great happiness. And the whole day would go by simply welcoming everyone and making arrangements for their stay. And Narottam Das Thakur, after all, was the son of a king. And his cousin, who was the heir, was now his disciple. And his father and uncle were no longer there. So Santosh Datta made all the arrangements. He had a grand temple constructed in Kheturi. And he also had nice accommodation constructed specially for all the visiting devotees and their servants. And he personally accommodated each of these Vaishnavas in these respective places. So the Kheturi festival is historic for many reasons. One is that Janava Mataji, she reconciled the different misunderstandings about Gaudiya Vaishnavism and the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and established what the true Siddhanta and conclusion was. This festival also served to unite all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas from different parts of Bengal into one composite whole and become one united family of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Lokanath Goswami, although he was a Bhajanarandi himself in Vrindavan, but he sent a letter which Narottam Das Thakur received some time before the Kheturi festival. He said, "Narottam, I would like you to install Archa Vigraha, the deities of the Lord, so that the devotees in Bengal can take benefit. Because Lokanath Goswami was very much concerned about how preaching should expand in Bengal and the rest of India. So under the instructions of Lokanath Goswami, deities, six sets of deities actually were installed in Khetri. So deity worship was established in a very significant way. There was much kirtan, tumultuous kirtan, especially Narottam Das Thakur's kirtan is legendary. It was sweet, so sweet that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates like Nityananda Prabhu and Vaidya Acharya and so on, who had departed from the external plane, they actually appeared in this kirtan and danced and danced and sang for many, many hours. And everybody who was present in that kirtan could personally see Mahaprabhu and his associates there in kirtan, who were all drawn by the wonderfully melodious and devotional kirtans of Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur inaugurated the Garanahati style of kirtan, very sweet and melodious. In this way, the festival took place for three consecutive days. Janava Mata also was there, and she later on also had another festival after the whole installation of the deities was over, wherein the devotees started sprinkling red powder on each other. Many festivities took place like this. And the departure of the Vaishnavas from that festival was also equally heartrending, because the Vaishnavas didn't want to leave each other's association. In this way, Narottam Das Thakur stayed on in Bengal. Shyamananda Prabhu returned to Orissa, and Narottam Das became the most prominent Vaishnava guru in course of time. He even initiated many caste brahmanas, prominent among them being Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, Ramakrishna Acharya, and so on. Much to the consternation of the caste Goswamis at that time, who were very, very critical of Narottam Das Thakur. When many years had gone by, Narottam Das Thakur decided that it was time for him to depart for the spiritual world, because his dear friend Ramachandra Kaviraj had departed from this world in Vrindavan. And hearing the news, Srinivas Acharya, the spiritual master of Ramachandra Kaviraj, could not bear this separation, and he also departed for Goloka, Vrindavan. Both of them departed. Both of them were very dear friends of Narottam Das Thakur. So this was a kind of a relationship that is extraordinary, because Ramachandra Kaviraj and Srinivas Acharya both were very dear friends of Narottam Das Thakur, but Ramachandra Kaviraj was the disciple of Srinivas Acharya. So in any case, Narottam Das Thakur, in deep lamentation of separation from these Vaishnavas, decided he would also depart for the spiritual world. He instructed Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and others to prepare a stack of wood for what would be his funeral pyre. The disciples were heartbroken, but they followed the instructions of Narottam Das. Then Narottam Das Thakur sat in another place, immersed completely in internal meditation. And 3 days went by, and the caste brahmanas began severely criticizing Narottam Das, saying that, just see, although he has initiated many brahmanas, but now he is going to die just like an ordinary man. And Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and others could not bear to hear this criticism. So Ganga Narayan personally went up to Narottam Das Thakur and begged him that, please have mercy and deliver these critical brahmanas. And Narottam Das Thakur opened his eyes and said, Jai Radha Krishna Chaitanya. And a golden sacred thread appeared upon his body. All the caste brahmanas were astonished to see this sight, and they fell at his feet to beg forgiveness, and some of them even became his followers. Narottam Das Thakur continued on. He delayed his departure by a short while. There are varied accounts in different biographies about this incident. Some say that then Narottam Das actually took Ganga Narayan and the others to Ganga, and this pastime happened in that place. But in any case, Narottam Das Thakur continued to stay here on the physical plane, and finally he decided, yes, now this time again he instructed his disciples to come to the Ganges. They all went there, and while tumultuous kirtan was going on, Narottam Das Thakur entered into the waters of the Ganga, and he asked Ganga Narayan and Ramakrishna to accompany him and told them, now you start pouring the water of the Ganges on my body. In another account it is said that he asked them to start massaging his body. In any case, so when they started pouring water, a most extraordinary thing happened. Narottam Das Thakur's body started melting away. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and others were completely heartbroken and bewildered, but they could not refuse the order of their guru. So they continued pouring this water, the Ganges water, onto the body of Narottam Das. And his body began melting into milk, and the milk started flowing into the river. Ganga Narayan also hastily collected in a vessel this milk of what was formerly Narottam Das Thakur's body. And later, along with his other disciples, after the departure of Narottam Das Thakur, they went to a place in Murshidabad district, which was the residence of Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, and they had a samadhi there for Narottam Das Thakur. A very unusual kind of samadhi. We hear of full body samadhis, like Srila Prabhupada's here. We hear of pushpa samadhis, like Srila Prabhupada's samadhi in Mayapur. We hear of grantha samadhis and so on. But this was a dugdha samadhi, a samadhi of milk, because this was all that was remaining of the divine body of Narottam Das Thakur. There is also, of course, a samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur here in Radha Gopalanand Mandir, where the devotees will go to, led by Dinamanda Prabhu this morning after breakfast. So there are many, many wonderful pastimes, and devotees are invited to participate in this outing that goes out this morning, and you will hear many, many more pastimes of Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay ki jai. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay Tirubhav Mahotsav ki jai. Go Premanande. Yes. Yes, please.
But you mentioned a very important point regarding this exalted personality in Nitya Lila, Chapakmanjari. Point is mentioned that we should not imitate these things, because we can fall into the Sahajiyas Kam. So I feel that this is extremely important, because sometimes we imagine things, but you imagine things that not maybe what is true. But it is a very important point that I found it. So these exalted personalities, like the followers of the Goswami, Narottam Das, Srinivasa Acharya, Sivananda Pandit, they are all Manjari, but we should not imitate that. We should pray to the Lord to see God who is there, and the proper time will be again. So I found this very interesting point. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Maharaj, would you like to make any comments? Makan Bhav Prabhu,
sorry.
Mike, please. I think I'll switch on the mic, please.
Came of Narottam Das Thakur and told, you know, Narottam Das Mandal became initiated with this devotee. He was worse, more worse than the Akai mother. Then again is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyway, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in his dream and told him to initiate him. And he was worse than the Akai mother. So anyway, he was initiated by Narottam Das Mandal.
Thank you, Maharaj. Makhanlal Prabhu, yes, please.
These biographies of the Vaishnava saints often says that they are initiated into the Radha Krishna mantra. So are we to understand that means Maha mantra, or is that specific Radha Krishna mantra which we are not so familiar with?
Yes, there are other mantras too. But in a Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur then began this line based on the Pancharatrika mantras, where we basically get the Hare Krishna Maha mantra and we also get our Gayatri mantras, the different kinds of Gayatri mantras. Yes. Even in the Chaitanya Bhagavat we will have descriptions of other mantras, but some of them are also included in the Gayatri mantras that we get. Thank you very much. Shri Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.